La koil megalgalin chutz misocher. Any type of a shvuah the rabbonin, once you have to swear, if they could be megalgal, force you to swear other shvuahs, like we just said, but excluding the case of a socher, where the workman swears how much that the balabas still owes him the money, and he collects, that shvuah is a simple shvuah, like Rashi says, because really doesn't have to swear altogether. So if they have this dietary shabalabayis, so that's a more kaldic shvuah, there we did not say gilgal. Shem megalgalim, on this shvuah we would not be megalgal. That's Rav Huna's loshin. Now Rav Chisda Omar, the same type of halacha, but he says a little bit different, la kerel ein makilim. All other shvuas, the rabbanim, were not makel, as if to say, we let the toveya be megalgal another shvuah. We're not makel on the mitzvah to say he doesn't have to swear more. So that's again, that's the loshin of la kerel ein makilim, we're not makel, but rather we say we do make a gilgal shvuah. Chutz misochir de makilim. Excluding the shvuah that a sochir, again, when the balabas says, I paid you, the workman, you pay already. And the workman says, no, I did not receive my pay yet. So the Mishnah says, we have before the sochir let us swear to collect his money. By this case, we are not, by this case, we're makilim, as if to say that we do not make a gilgal shvuah. Sochir, both are saying the same halacha. The Gemara says, my b'nai, what's the difference between the two of them? The two lishonis. The Gemara says, ikim b'nai, there's a difference like this. Ikim b'naiyum, lifteach loy. Whether we ourselves, Bezdin, tells the Nitzvah to swear a Gilgal Shvuah, even if the Tevaya did not ask for it. So Rashi says like this, Lefech Loi, Im Loi Terin HaTevaya, if the Tevaya himself does not ask the Nitzvah to swear the Gilgal, Shigag Lo Lov, if Yiftach Loi Bezdin himself wakes up, if Bezdin knows the situation, Bezdin himself have a right to say, listen, you have to swear anyway, Nehemiah the Rabbanan, we want you to swear upon the first situation also. Shagag Lolov is Yiftach Loi Bezdin, means Bezdin at the start. Gilgal. So Laman Diyama Megalglin, that's the way we do it. Lachol Megalglin means Bezdin themselves has the right to make them a Gilgal Shvuah. You do not need the Tzveya to ask for it, but Bezdin himself could do it. But Laman Diyama Ein Makilim, the Goros, the Gyusa should be Ein Makilim, then Im Toyan Gilgal. If the person, the Tzveya himself, asks for the Gilgal Shvuah, Bezdin makes him swear. But Ein Makilim Alov El Megalglin. The Imloi Tarnum, but he himself does not ask for it, then Ein Lanu L'Seich Loi, then we ourselves do not make him make the Gilgal Shvuah. That's not Kamina, that according to Rav Huna, we ourselves make him have the Gilgal Shvuah, Bezdin does, and according to Rav Chizda, it's only if the Tevei himself asks for it, and if not, we do not do it. Then the Mishnah ends off at Hashvias Mishametis, in the case we are supposed to make a Shvuah of Moedib Amiksas right before Shemitah, and then Shemitah goes by, so at the end of Shemitah, you do not have to swear. So Maris the question, Minu Hanimil, how do we know this from? Om Rav Yud Lomarav, Yom HaKro, Lizeh Devar HaShemitah, the Vidash Nafilu Dibor Mishametis. Sometimes only a Dibor alone, the Dibor, Shemitah could be Mishamah, take away a Dibor. What do you mean you can take away a Dibor? In this case of a Shvuah, that really is supposed to swear. Now because of Shemitah takes away the Dibor, you do not have to swear the Shvuah of Moedev Mixas. Hadrin Alecho Kol HaNishboim.
The old Nem test by the Mishnah. Mishnah says here, Abor Shaymin Haim. There are four different types of Shaymin, and we'll soon see La Halacha, there are only three differences. But there are four types. There's a Shaymachinim, somebody that watches something just for chesed, for a favor, he does not get paid. That's a Shaymachinim. When the Halacha is a Shaymachinim, it's Potter al Akhil, just if he's a Pasheya. If he caused the damage, he's Chayiv. Where the Geneva happened, the Ravedon, the Shemachinim is Potter al Akhil. He has to swear when the Balabas comes back and says, give me back my shor, and the Shemachinim says, well, it was lost, it was stolen, the Lachar is he has to swear, but if he swears either on Geneva or Ravedon, the Shemachinim is Potter. He has shoyu, if you borrow something that you could use it, that's called Kol Hanor Shaloi, you have the right to use it, so a shoyu is chayiv on everything. The only thing he's potter for, if it's neisa machmas melacha, if you borrow a shor to use, so you have a right to use it. If while you're using it, it dies, so a shor is potter. That's the only time he's potter. But everything else, a shor is chayiv on, even on einsin, because it's considered kol hanor shaloi. Now neisa socher, if you get paid for watching, so envi haseicher. The haseicher is if you rent the shor. Two different ways. Now our Mishnah goes, they both have the same halacha. If you're a Noisei Socher, you're getting paid for watching it, or whether you're haseichel, whether you're renting, you're paying the balabos money to use it. In both cases, our Mishnah holds that you're chayiv on gneva v'aveda, but you're potter on anonis. Now, shein lechinam nishpa lakur. Everything he has a right to say, it was stolen, it was lost, it was broken, like all the cases the Mishnah will talk about, he has a right to swear, and he's free. There is a case that he's chayiv, he was a pesheya. If he left the door open, he is supposed to watch it, and he went out and left the door open, he'll be chayiv, that's called a pesheya. But in all the cases of the Mishnah, where he's not a pesheya, or shemechinim is potter, and he just has to swear, and he's potter al akel. Fi hashol, if you borrow the ox to use, so then mishalem es akel, you have to pay for all the cases the Mishnah talk about. Again, we said the only time a shul is really potter if it's meisa machmas locha. If you borrow somebody's car and during normal use the car just dies on you, you're potter. Now meisa socha v'haseicher, if you get paid for watching the ox, or whether you rented the ox, the locha is nishboyin al hashvura v'al hashvuyin. Now the benoinis happens, something you're not responsible for, you're potter. Therefore you swear and you're free. Hashvur means if it breaks, be yonis. The hashvuyah was captured. The alhamais if it dies. On these things, ashay mesachar is potter. But umishalmin eswavedav yesa geneva. If it was lost by you, or it was stolen by you, on a regular geneva, that's called ksas pshia, that's called an oinis, korov lepshia. You should have watched it better, and therefore ashay mesachar is chayy. These are the lochis of dalid shemrim. Now, it's nagei to us, as we know, by a shvua sapikodin, that means a shomer, if he swears false, so he had a locha that he's chayiv a korban. A locha is he's only chayiv if he's kofa mamon. That means what really happened, he was supposed to be chayiv. And now what he's telling us that he's free, and he swears to it, so when he swears, and the swearing is what frees him, then he's chayiv a korban. But let's say if he swears the sheker, but what he's saying now is chayiv anyway. But what happened was something else, but he's saying now something else happened, but according to what happened now, he's chayiv anyway. Well, let's say the opposite way. What really happened in his potter, and he's swearing now something else happened, and according to what he's swearing now, he's also potter. He would not be chayiv a korban, because in both cases, he's not denying the money. He's only chayiv a korban if the case was, really he's chayiv to pay money. By Hashem Mesocha, really it was Nignavah. Hashem Mesocha is Chayiv HaGenevah. And he swears to us that it was Mesor Nishkro. That's the case of Chayiv HaKorban. We'll see. That's the case also. The Mishnah like this. The case is all like this. Omar L'Shem, the Balabos comes home and he tells the Shem, Omar L'Shem Echinim, Hey Chinshari, where's my ox? Time to give it back. Let me have it. Omar Loi, so the Shem says, Mes. Shemis says Yishinoah died. Now really what happened was Vuhusha Nishpa it only broke, or Nishpa was captured, or Nignav or Yovad, and he swears that it was mace. So even though he came out he swore false, still he'd be potter from the Shvur Sapichodin, because what he said he's potter, and what really happened also is really potter. So it's not called his swearing his Shvur Sheker caused him to free himself. In the same case Nishpa, that's the really the animal broke, the Yonis. That he's potter anyway. But Vuhush, Nishbar, Vuhush Shemais, but he swore that it died, or Nishbar was captured, and Nigdav was stolen, or other was lost. Or else Nishbar, really it was captured. Vuhush Shemais, and the Shemachinim swore, no, it died, or Nishbar broke, and Nigdav was stolen, and other was lost. Nigdav was, really what happened was, it was stolen from him. And he's potter on this. But he tells us now, no, Vuhush Shemais, the Shemachinim says it died by me, or Nishpa broke by me, or Nishpa was captured, or Yavar was lost, or else Ovad, because really the Shor was lost by the Shemachinim. But anyway, he's potter. And he swears to us now, Vuhush Shemais, that happened was it died by me, or Nishpa broke, or Nishpa was captured, and either was stolen, Mashviachani, so the owner says, swear to me that what you're saying is the truth, Shmashviachani, V'yomer Amen, and he answers back, Amen, so he made a Shavuah. Still the Lachur is potter. The Shomer is potter from the Shvua Sapikodim. Again, because his Shvua is not what's freeing him. He would be free anyway. He only made a Shvua Sheker. So that's the question if he's chayiv for a korban or the yared for the Shvua Sheker, Shvua's Bitri. That we'll see in the Gemara. But as far as the Shvua Sapikodim goes, if he chayiv the Osham, that is potter. there's no Kfiras Mamin, he's Pater from the Yoshim. Now, another case. Heichin Shari. Let's say he goes to the Shari Mechinim and says, where's my Shari? Give it back to me. Omar Loi Eni Yodeya. Amar Tosach. I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw your Shari. You never gave it to me. So the Shari is saying now, you never gave me the Shari. Vushimason. Really what happened was, we'll find out later that really he was a Shari Mechinim, but it died by him. Or Nishpa or broke, or Nishpa was captured, or Nigel was stolen, or Yoko was lost. So the Baal HaBos says, listen, swear to me what you're saying, that it was not, you never took it. Mashmiach means, I'll put the Shvu upon you. The Omer Amen, and the Shem answers back, Amen, he swears false, still Pata, still the Shem Echinim is Pata from the Shvu HaSapikodim. Because even though he swore false, that he never took it, and really he did, but anyway he's Pata. Lamaisa, what happened was, when this happened or a Gneva, a Shem Echinim is Pata. That's this Klal, he's not Chai of the Shvu HaSapikodim. What's going to be Heichin Shuri? The Baal HaBos asked the Shema, where is my ox? All my lawyer answers back, of it was lost. Okay, Mashbich, I want to put a shvu upon you. The Yom Omen, he says, Amen. Now, V'yo'edim Eden Oysoi Sh'ochloi. Later, Edim come to Bezin and say, we have Edis that the Shema Mechinen himself ate the shore. That's the Pasheya. He took the shore himself, he shmeid a shchita, and he ate it. In such a case, Mishalem et Akeren. Shita, the Shemer has to pay Karen. There's Edom now that he stole it. There's no Kefil because the owner did not tie it to the Shemer with Nignav. He only said it was Ovad. But since the owner only said it was Ovad, so in such a case there's no Chiddush as if the Shemer really made a Maisa Geneva. Therefore, he's only Chayv Asamazik, he's Chayv for the Karen. What's going to be Hoidu Me'atzmoy? Let's say he admits by himself, after he swore false. First he swore that he really, that he never took the shor. Then later he admits it himself, that he himself ate the shor. So, Mishal and Karen v'choymish v'yoshim. Then he'll have to pay, And he'll have to apply a choymish and a korban oshim. Here's the case of a shvuah sapikodin, that he swore to us that he never took the shor. And really what happened was, he himself ate the shor. So here's the case that he's freeing himself with a shvuah sheker. So now the halacha by a shvuah sapikodin is that the person himself has to admit it. The pasuk says v'hoydei lov, that he has to admit later that he swore false. That's the case that it brings the korban oshim. But in the first case, let's say he himself does not admit it. But we have to wait till Edom come to Beis Din and Edom say, listen, you heard a shvuah from this shemer yesterday. I know that he himself ate it. So in such a case, the shemer himself did not admit it. Just Edom are telling us what happened. In such a case, he's pata for the korban oshim. The korban of a shvuah sapikodin is only if you yourself admit. What says v'hoydei lov? Shein ha'yeh. Yoni chayv if you yourself admit that you swore false. Now, heichin shari, again, the owner comes back to the shema, where is my ox? V'yom alay nigna, and the shema chinim says it was stolen from me. And the shema chinim is pata on geneva. So mashbiach ani. The owner says, okay, I want to put the shvu upon you. The Yom Amen, he says, Amen, yes, he admits it. He makes the shvu that it was nigna from him. So it's a shay mechinim, that's toyin tainis ganif. Here there's a special alochom, v'eidim idinoi soy shenignivu, late eidim come and say, we know that the shemer himself stole it, not that somebody else stole it, but he himself stole it, he himself has it, he's a ganif. Alochom is mishalm tashkumi kefil. In such a case, the shemer has to pay kefil. Even though there's not a real maisa gneiva by a shemer, because by a shemer you're not doing anything to it. You're just holding it back. But you didn't take it away from the owner. The owner gave it to you to watch it. So really there's no maisa gneiva. There's just a chiddush in the pasuk we had, Bamitziyam, that Hatoyin Tainis Ganif is Tzidika Ganif. If a shemer wants to free himself, that he says that it was stolen from him, and we find out it's not true, that really he has it, that the Chiddush HaKruah is considered like you made a Maisa Geneva. In the ratio where the Bailam said it was, where the Shema said it was lost, so the Tainus Tainus Avad, there's no Chiddush like you yourself stole it. But here where you're lying, and you're saying that it was stolen from you, and really you yourself have it, that's called Tainus Tainus Ganif, we consider you like the Ganif. Therefore now when two Edom come and say, you have it, so Yechayat Kefal. What's going to be, now what's going to be, let's say the Shemer admits by himself After the Shema first told the owner it was stolen from me, then the Shema does tshuva and he tells the owner, listen, I'll admit to you I still have it. Halacher is, Mishalem Keren v'chaymish v'yoshem. He only has to pay one Keren, because Teifel is the Knas, and Noide b'Knas is Potter, but here you have to bring your Korban Shavua Tapikodin. The Meister, you swore false, and because of your Shavua, you freed yourself, and now you're admitting it's not true, I have it, I owe it to you, so you chayv a Korban Oshem with the Chaymish. Omar, what's going to be Omar Liyechot Bashuk? Heichin Sheri. Reuven goes to Shimon in the street and says, listen, where's my ox, Sheganafta, that you stole from me? I know that yesterday came into the house, to my barn, and you stole the ox. Where is it? So who I'm, so Shimon answers back, Leganafta, what do you want from me? I did not steal it. It's my shore, it's not yours. The Eidim, Eidim, Oisai, Sheganvu. Now Reuven has to Eidim that Shimon came into his corral yesterday and stole the ox. The locker is, Mishan Tashlumi Kefal. Such a case is a genuine Geneva that the terrorist says the gun has to pay careful. What's going to be Tofach or Mocho if the Edom also say that the Shimon took the ox and made a Shechita, shechted it and ate it, or else the Mocho he sold it to somebody else, so he made a Geneva and a Mechira, the Lachar is Mishal Tashlume Abon B'Chamisha, whether it's a Shor or a Seh, you have to pay 4 or 5. That's a genuine case of Chamisha of Yabo. Abon B'Chamisha. What's going to be when Reuven comes to Shimon and tells Shimon, listen, you stole my shore. So first Shimon says, nothing doing, I did not steal it. Now, raw Edim, Shimon Mashmo Shimoboyim, Shimon sees what's happening. Shimon sees that Reuven has 2 Edim, and he realizes these 2 Edim saw me yesterday really steal, so Shimon gets scared now. He can't sit down and wait, because he's going to have to take careful soon. So what does Shimon the Chacham do? So what he does is, Oboyim, Roy Adam Joshua Mavoyim, Omar Ganafti, be smart, Phil will jump up now and tell Beznish, you know what, I really stole. So he's a maid of the Knas, he'll be parted from Kefal. What's going to be, do we take this as a real Hedor or not? Ganafta, I will loy to back the loy machati, but I do not admit that I made a tzvich on the Mechira, that I deny. So Lachar is in such a case, Einu Mishalim Elikaren. Since he was maid of the Knas, so Beznish accepts his Hedor, even though Bezin sees what's happening, that he knows Edom are coming soon, but still, Lameister is that Bezin hears it from him first, that he made the Geneva. That's called the Moed of the Knas. The Locher is, he's Potter from Kefal. Now, even though he denies that he made a Tzvich HaMechira, and we have to wait in saying, yes, you made a Tzvich HaMechira, still he's Potter. Because the Klal always is, we could only be Mechayev you exactly 4 or 5. Now, in this case, 1 we cannot give you kefal, because you are moed to the kefal. So therefore we cannot give you the dalat v'hei. Even though on the dalat v'hei you did not admit it. We only know it through 2 Edim. So Edim of being mechayev you 5 is not a real 5. 1 of the 5 is kefal. And kefal the double you admitted to, and that's your potter from. That's the klal. Whenever you're free from kefal, you're automatically free from the digger chiyav of dalat v'hei. He swore first. The case is first he swore that I did not steal.
No, but doesn't he have to swear that it was stolen?
Yes, that's what he did. That's the first. No, he swears it was not stolen. Does the Bible have to say? No. The owner has to aid him. No.
Not the Bible.
You went to the Mishnah. Okay, so far it's a Shem Mechinim. Now, Omar Lishoyel. Let's say the owner comes to a Shem Mechinim. Somebody he just lent the ox to. He lent it to him, a Shoyel. He says to him, hey, Kishore, where's my ox? Give it back already. Omar Loy, so the Shem Mechinim.